Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we have discussed today of doing two very short simanim, beautiful simanim, Simin Tov Tzadi Aleph, which deals with Havdalah and Motzah Yontif, the end of Pesach, and Simin Tov Tzadi Beis, which deals with the famous tainis called Beis Hei Beis, or Bahab, that we have after both Pesach and Sukkos in the month there afterwards. So let's begin with Tov Tzadi Aleph, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, B'motzah Yontif, when Yontif is over, when Pesach is over, this is true, Bein B'motzah Yontif L'chol, Bein B'motzah Yontif L'chol O'Shomoyd. This is true whether we're talking about the first days of Pesach or the last days of Pesach, whether you're going into Chol O'Moyd after the first days of Pesach or whether you're going into Chol after the last days of Pesach, you have to make Havdalah. So Mavdil b'tfilah k'mo b'matzei Shabbos, you daven a Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei like you do every Matzei Shabbos. So you say in the Maariv that it is going to go from the end of the first days of Yontif into Chol HaMoed, or from the end of the last days of Yontif into the weekday, the Chol, afterwards. You say a Atachon Antanu, you say a Havdalah in the Matzei Yontif Shmoneh Esrei. However, when you're saying the Havdalah ala kos afterwards, El Sheinu Mavarech lo ala ner v'lo ala b'somim. When you're going to make Havdalah ala kos, you don't make it with anything other than a bari piyah gofen and hamavdi being kodesh l'chol. You do not say the bari mara eish, not on the ner, l'ala b'samin, you don't make a bari mina b'samin, which the Mishnah Berurah now will explain why these things are the way they are. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off in Sivkot and Aleph, chisaron haniko yeshkan, it's obviously missing something that the Mechaber is obviously telling us, but he doesn't specifically state, and he says, v'kodim lezeh tzorech lomar, what he has to tell us, of course, is, umadil ala kos, k'mon b'tzi Shabbos, and of course you make havdalah not only in the Shmoneh Esrei, but you also make a havdalah ala kos, like you do every Motzi Shabbos. However, El Hashem of Chulei, and then he continues over here that we don't say Al Haner Rabbi Allah B'Samin. This is brought down by the Vilna Gaon. And actually, that part was included in the Shulchan Aruch that the Mechaber himself, Rabbi Yosef Karo, wrote during his lifetime, as opposed to this one, which is edited posthumously. In any event, the issue footnote number one brings down that this Chi of Havdalah that we have every Motzi Shabbos is a machlokis, whether that's a Daraisa or whether that's a Darabonun Chiyuv. And he goes through a discussion about this ayin in the issue footnote number one, the first paragraph, as to the ramifications of whether that's a din Daraisa or Darabonun, and it has ramifications in terms of Kiddush. Is Kiddush with Daraisa with Darabonun? The second paragraph discusses Rekiva Eger, who says, what happens if a person forgot to make Havdalah? So on Matzah Shabbos, if you forgot to make Havdalah, you still have until Tuesday. So he says that doesn't apply, according to Rekiva Eger, on Yontif. You only have that night. If you didn't make Havdalah that night, maybe you have the next day, but beyond that, you don't have any 3 days like you normally do with Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. However, he brings down Shelis Jewish Beis Yehuda, who says, no, Rashay Lahavdu Kol HaShvu, you still can do Havdalah all week long. And the Birki Yosef disagrees and says, Ein L'smoch Al Kach, you can't rely upon that opinion. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Mi shehischil lechol b'motzi Pesach mibod yom ad halayla v'adayin lo ispalav yivdil." If somebody's eating on Motzi Pesach, the last day of Pesach, when it's still daytime, and he keeps on eating, and it goes to the nighttime, and he still hasn't davened and he hasn't made havdalah, so technically that person muta lechol chometz, he's allowed to eat chometz. The issue footnote number two brings down, of course, he has a problem over here because if he hasn't benched yet, so then how can he say Yalav Yavu in the benching if he's already had chametz? So he's talking here, the simple teretz he gives other terutzim, but he says from the Salma Eschaim, he says, when the Mishnah Berurah says Mutar Lechol Chametz, his kavanah over here is that he has to bench, but he benches ala kos shel sheichar, he benches on a cup of beer because it's already Eis Pesach, and that's pure chametz, and he's allowed to drink that cup of beer even though he hasn't yet said Havdalah. Again, it's a technicality that technically he could go eat chometz before he has said Havdalah. Because mutu lechol chometz, the kivin shechoshkel, once it's already dark, it's ois yontif, hevi laila komili, it's technically night for all halachos. However, el shachom asu b'mlocha at shiavdil, it brings up in Morgan Avram, another rechonim, that you still can't do malacha until you do Havdalah, but technically you could eat. However, he brings down omnam imadayin lo berach berachas hamazon, if he hasn't yet benched, the bavada in lo lechol chometz, then as I pointed out, he can't eat chometz, because the hari yitztarch lo meyal b'yavu. How's he going to say yal b'yavu in the benching? Mishum dazlin and basar ascholas asuda. He has to still say yal b'yavu, because that goes from the beginning of the meal, which, when it was still yontif, he was starting the meal, and therefore, how could he go and eat chometz and still say yal b'yavu? Kidis el el, esof simen kuf b'ches, and we learned that loch is a benching, it says it over there, v'imken yeh tarti desasri. You can't say it's yontif and eat chometz at the same time. The issue footnote number three brings down over here, if in fact he did eat chametz before he benched, after the Zman, so he wasn't doing an Aveira, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, show me Yalav Yavo, he does say Yalav Yavo, but he shouldn't say Chag HaMatzah says that, he should say Chag HaPesach says that. However, he's left with the Tzorach Iyan. The issue footnote number four brings down Misha be'emsa suda shlishis, and somebody's in the middle of shalosh shudas on a normal Shabbos, and he says Baruch Amal Demikosh L'chol. So can he or can he not say Ritzay? So he says that's a tzarichin. Not sure whether he can say Ritzay in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis then tells us that we don't make Borei Meori HaEish. Why is that? She'ein Mavarachem Al HaNer El Matzei Shabbos. The only time you make a bracha on a candle on the Borei Meori HaEish is on Matzei Shabbos and also on Matzei Yom HaKippurim. She'nesar Ur Kol HaYom. He brings down because you weren't allowed to use fire. Now this is really referring to Yom Kippur. You weren't allowed to use fire in Yom Kippur. V'achshav Chozer L'Torah, and you're now allowed to use it again. K'moshen is Bor B'Simin Reish Sadi Ches, as we already learned in Hilchos Havdalah. However, I will be Yontif Lo Nes. But in Yontif, it was permissible. Ochel Nefesh is allowed. You're allowed to cook. That's why we don't use Borei Meori HaEish after Yontif. But we do need it after Yom Kippur and after Shabbos when you weren't allowed to use a fire. The issue foot number five, however, brings down, the post can bring another reason over here why we don't say the Borei Meori HaEish on Yontif. And he says, the Mati Ephraim says, Shavdala Shabmotzi Yontif ain't Omrim, because he brings down from the Ksei Hamata that Shehem Psukim lahatzlocha v'simin tov, that these are psukim that deal with having a good week. Sha'omim moso rak b'motzi Shabbos, and it's only appropriate to say it on Motzi Shabbos. And he says, she'enomim motzi yontif psukim v'yitin l'cho, just like we don't say v'yitin l'cho on Motzi yontif, we only say that Motzi Shabbos. However, he brings down the Prima Godim, she'enomim psukim elu gam b'motzi yontif, he says you're allowed to, it's not a problem. The issue foot number six brings down, Shatam Shemavarcha Motzi Shabbos Alaner is not because you weren't allowed to do work with that candle on Shabbos. He says that the reason is only for Yom Kippur. And the reason why on Motzi Shabbos we say Borei Meori HaEish is because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fire in the world. He taught Adam HaRishon how to make fire. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel says v'lo abasamim. You also don't make a borei minei abasamim because the inyan abasamim k'dei l'hashiv is the nefesh. That's to restore your soul, so to say, that it's weakened by the neshama yisrael leaving you, and therefore you need to have this very spiritual sense of smell to revive you, so to say. Shuku eves hal neshama yisrael shenitla mimenu achas Shabbos, and that's to resuscitate you for the neshama yisrael that leaves a person at the Shabbos. That's one of the reasons why people have a minhag that they want to daven for the amud on the Matzi Shabbos right before their yard site, because, so to say, that's the yard site of the Neshama Yisera. In any event, he says, Yontif, like a Neshama Yisera. You don't have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif. So therefore, when Yontif ends, you don't need B'Samim to revive you for the loss of the Neshama Yisera that's not there. Now, he doesn't bring this down over here, but that actually is a big machlokus in the poskim. Do you or do you not have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif? But here he poskins that you do not have a Neshama Yisera. The issue foot number seven brings down, what happens if somebody did make a Borei Minei B'Samim? He forgot. He's used to saying a Borei Minei B'Samim, and he did it on Matzah Yontif as well. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says it's not considered a hefsik, and you don't have to repeat the Havdalah. The reasoning is because it's the Kavod HaMitzvah. And therefore, as Sfaradim do this, he said, when they do a Bris Milah, they also make a Borei Minei B'Samim before they make the Borei Priyat Gofen. So it's not a hefsik because it's for the Kavod of the Bracha. Mishmur Kedini says, because of our post, can do a din be Yontif, Shechol B'Matzi Shabbos. Likewise, if Sunday is Yontif, so then on Matzi Shabbos, we make Havdalah, we say Yaknahas, however, we don't make a Borei Minei B'Samim, in Vorchal B'Samim, even though your Neshama Yisera is leaving you, theoretically, if you don't have one on Yontif, so it left you after Shabbos. Nevertheless, Hatam, you don't need the B'Samim on Matzi Shabbos, it's Yontif, L'fish Yesh Macholim Tovim, Miyashun Dai Tukim B'Samim, because all the delicacies, the delicious food you can have on the Matzi Shabbos Yontif, the Saturday night Yontif meal, so that's going to resuscitate you just as much as the B'Samim would. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yontif Shechol Yos B'Motzi Shabbos, if Yontif comes out on Sunday, B'Motzi Shabbos, so then Omer B'Atta B'Chartonu V'Todienu. So you have to make Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei, but you can't make Atta B'Chartonu, so you say the special Bracha V'Todienu, which incorporates a lot of the ideas of Havdalah, but it's in the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei, because Saturday night is Yontif, so therefore we say V'Todienu instead of Atta B'Chartonu. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalid, "V'hu dugmas atuchon antonu." As I just said, it is a similarity to the regular atuchon antonu, and shemaskir b'motzi Shabbos b'birchas atuchonet. That's similar to the normal havdalah we make in the Shmoneh Esrei. V'alkein dino gam kein katuchon antonu. Therefore, it has all the same rules as atuchon antonu, which means shem tov lo amar. If you forgot to say it, ein machzirin. So you don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The issue footnote number eight brings down. Once you even began, Batitin Lano Hashem Elokeinu, if you forgot to say Vatonietu, so the Mati Ephraim says, you don't have to go back. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal questions this, and he says, L'chora, Hayanira, Shadino, Kamosha Kosov Shulchan Aruch Le'el, Lini Natu Chanantanu. Normally, in Natu Chanantanu, as long as you didn't finish off Chonein Hadoas, the Bracha, you do go back and say Natu Chanantanu. So why should it be different for Vatodienu? So he says, I'm not sure why, however, Kvar Hora Azokain, the Mati Ephraim already passed in this, so therefore ain lahachmir lachso. We don't make you go back. Rav Ozer Zatzal and Shevet Alevi brings down the different reason from the Mati Ephraim, for the Mati Ephraim saying this, Shekvar Hischil Vatit Lano Hashem, you said Hashem's name, and therefore we don't want you to have said that Hashem's name incorrectly. So since technically you don't have to go back, so since you said Hashem's name, we don't make you go back. However, he says, we don't protest if the person did go back and say it. The Mishnah continues and he says, why don't we make you go back? Because you're going to say it on the coast anyway. So therefore, you'll say the Havdalah at a later point in time. And he says, we learned all these dinim already. The Reish Simon, Reish Sadi Dalit, and Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal, the Yimta over there. And Dishu footnote number 9 reminds us over there that we said, if you didn't make Havdalah in the Shmon Esrei, and then you ate before you said Havdalah ala kos, so then we do cancel you and we make you go back and repeat the Shmon Esrei. That concludes Simon Tav Tzadi Aleph. And we begin Simon Tav Tzadi Beis, the halachas of Bahab, the Beis Hei Beis Tainis that we do after Pesach, and a similar Tainis is done after Sukkos. It's only a short Sif. The Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Yesh Noagim Lisanos, Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni, Achara Pesach, V'chein Achara Chagas Sukkos. There are those that fast the first Monday, Thursday, and Monday, after Pesach and after Sukkos. We'll see it's not really the first one. It means the first one that starts after Rosh Chodesh for both the month of Iyar and also for the month of Cheshvan. And he says, "Umamtinin ashiavar kol chodesh Nisan v'tishrei v'os b'sadim." And you have to wait till this Beis Hei Beis starts, until the entire Chodesh of Nisan is done. We don't fast during the month of Nisan. As well, during Tishrei, we don't fast. And therefore, you wait until the end of Tishrei, i.e. when Cheshvan starts, to do this Monday, Thursday, Monday, Tainis. That's the Mechaber. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Aleph, why? Shechoshishin, the reason we have these fasts is we're concerned over here, Shema mitoch mishte v'simcha boroli de'avera, because of all the happiness and maybe lightheadedness that you had during the wonderful Yontif of Pesach and Sukkis, you may have come to have improper thoughts and done improper deeds. Like we find in Eov, where he says, Shehevi Karbanos, the Hatainis Bimkom Karban, that he brought Karbanos. We can't bring Karbanos, so we do a Tainis instead of the Karban. However, by Shavuos, Avabatzeris, which doesn't have a Cholomite, the Eino El Yom Echot in Choshim. We don't make a Beis Hei Beis after Shavuos, because it's just not long enough, so to say, to have such improper actions and thoughts. The issue footnote number 1 brings down, so why don't we have a Beis Hei Beis after Chanukah? So he brings down from the Levush, because you're not really free on Chanukah. You're allowed to work on Chanukah, and therefore there isn't as much free time, and you're not going to do so many incorrect things. So you don't have this Simcha Yaseira like you do on Pesach and on Sukkot when you're not allowed to work. Furthermore, he says the Yemei Chanukah are not for the Mishteh v'Simcha, they're for wonderful Shevach v'Odah, but not for Mishteh v'Simcha. Therefore, you're not going to be as likely to have done something incorrectly on Chanukah as you are potentially on Pesach and Sukkos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis tells us that b'Nisan, during the month of Nisan, we don't fast. We don't fast at all during the month of Nisan. Kedis Hillel, the Simon Tov Chavtes, we already learned that previously. And Tishrei, lo, while technically you are allowed to fast in parts of Tishrei, I may have said before that you don't fast at all during Tishrei, we don't fast these additional Beis Hei Beis fast in Tishrei, but we do have Tzom Gedai and obviously Yom Kippur, Mishum Derubahu Modos, because most of Tishrei is a Moed, i.e. a lot of Tishrei. That's why there is a difference of opinion whether you say Tachnun during the month of Tishrei after Sukkot. So there are those that say you don't, and there are those that say you do, because the majority of Tishrei we actually do say Tachnun, and it's only minority of Tishrei that we don't, but enough of Tishrei that we don't, that some say that you don't say Tachnun the rest of Tishrei after Sukkot. In any event, the Rubahu Moados, you have, of course, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and therefore, V'alkein Einochel Likbobo Tainis B'Tchila. We shouldn't set up a Tainis of Beis Hei Beis L'Chatchila even in the month of Tishrei. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago, Miyad, when do we fast this three fasts? Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni, the Monday, the following immediate Thursday, and the following immediate Monday, She'ev Shol Isanos, as soon as you possibly can. You do the fast Beis Hei Beis, the first possible Monday after Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Gimel, wrote to Lomar, Lafuke, as opposed to Mimashikosu B'Shem Mariv, as opposed to what the Mariv said, She'amtinu Milisanos Ad Yud Zayin Cheshvan, you should wait until Yud Zayin Cheshvan. Delay, so we don't pass them like that. Then he says, when we do the benching Rosh Chodesh on the Shabbos beforehand, Harishon Sha'achar Rosh Chodesh, so we set this up for the first Monday after Rosh Chodesh, that they should fast that Monday, Thursday, Monday. V'achar osu Shabbos, maskil l'nasanos ha-sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. So after you bench Rosh Chodesh, and if Rosh Chodesh is going to be, let's say, on a Sunday, so then you can do Monday, Thursday, Monday. But if Rosh Chodesh is going to be on a Tuesday or beyond that, so then you don't start that Thursday, but you wait till the following Monday to go and do the fast of Beis Hei Beis. Furthermore, the Mishmaret says, you should accept the fast of Beis Hei Beis on the Mincha beforehand. So Sunday afternoon, when you daven Mincha, you should accept that night the Tainus of the Beis, and when you say Mincha on Wednesday afternoon, you should accept the Tainus of the Hay. Now, however, Misha Ono Amin al also Misha Berach v'Daitel Lasanos. But when they made the Misha Berach for those that are going to fast, and you had in mind that you're going to fast, and you answered Amen, so then Ain Tzarich LeKabel Ol B'Mincha Shelifnei Yom HaTainus. Then you don't have to go and accept the Tainus of the Mincha before the Tainus. It's not necessary because you've already accepted it. However, he says Mikol Makom Mimacha Kach Nimlach. But if you changed your mind Shelo Lasanos and you decided not to fast, so Ain Amuchoyev Lasanos Machmas Anias Amen Kol Zman Shelo Kibel Ol HaTainus Beferish Befiv. And in this situation, if you changed your mind, so we don't make you fast unless you actually expressed with your own mouth that you were willing to take upon yourself the fast. The issue footnote number 6 brings down that we will learn in Simon Tov Kuf Samach Beis, Sheesh Machmirim Shafilu Murak Hirer Belibo Shavuot Zatzanis. If you just thought about it, Harei Zeh Nechshav Kekabolas Tainis, that would be considered accepting the fast. Lochein Im Kishono Omen Ala Misha Berach Hoi Bedai Tol Zanos. So therefore, likewise, if you thought when they made the Misha Berach for those that are going to fast Beis Hei Beis, that you were going to accept it, Sarach Lizar Shalo Lachzubo, then you shouldn't go back. He brings down the Shaar Tzion over there. Shalochein Im Eino Rotsa Lisanos. If you decide not to fast, you should have in mind when you answer Amen that you're not accepting the Tainus. You should just have in mind that whoever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whoever is accepting the Tainus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless that person. Mishabur continues and says, Ukishiesh Mila, if there's a bris mila in shul that day, or chasana, or an offrup, Beosu Shabbos, Shemavarchim Shane Vachamish Vishani, that you're making over here the announcement for the Beis Hei Beis coming up, Noam Mavarchim Mincha. Then we do this by Mincha time, Mishum Yos Tov Gomer, because we don't want to, so to say, mix the Simcha over here. You're talking about a mila or a chasana, so you don't want to mix it with the Beis Hei Beis Tainus. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us that the Ramah said over here, She'ef Shalasanos, that you can go and now fast on the Monday, Thursday, Monday, Rosh Hashanah, Kivan Shigia, Zman She'ef Shalasanos, Ein La'ach Yoseh. We don't delay it. Once you could fast, because now it's the first Monday after Rosh Chodesh, so then we don't delay it further. We fast right away. The Ramah continues and he says, Ube Ashkenaz, in the Germanic community, Vitzarfas, and in France, Nagul Lasanos, they did have the custom to go and fast, Beis Hei Beis, and there was such an established tainus over here that they would go and, in fact, and read Vayichal both in the Shacharis and in the Mincha Tefillah of the Beis Hei Beis days. And he brings down the name of the tour. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Hey, he tells us the Erebahem Bris Milah or Pidgin of Ben or Shai Sudas Mitzvah. What happens if a Bris Milah or Pidgin of Ben or any other Sudas Mitzvah comes out in this Beis Hei Beis? So then he's fasting, nevertheless, Mitzvah Lechol Bein Tzor Chatar. He should go, in fact, and eat, and he doesn't have to do Hataras Nedarim. However, if you're looking in the Shaar Tzion Ozayin, he says that's only if you have this reason to eat, that's a Sudas Mitzvah. But if a person decides he's hungry and he would like to eat, then he has to do Hataras Nedarim. Because obviously, when he set up the Beis Hei Beis, he didn't expect it to be a Bris Milah or a Pidgin of Ben, and that's why it knocks it off. But he did know that he would be hungry, and yet he accepted upon himself the Tainus. So if he doesn't want to fast, then he has to do Ataras Nadar. The issue footnote number 7 says, and once he already ate, he can eat the rest of the day as well. Mishburu continues and says, Ki kol ha-misana, adaita dimin hoga misana, because when somebody accepted upon the Tainus, it was based upon the accepted customs. V'lo nogu l'sanos b'em kishay sudas mitzvah, and they didn't accept upon themselves Beis Hei Beis if there was a sudas mitzvah. Furthermore, v'yicholun l'mar slichos afilu ein b'veis ha-knesses or misanim, you can say the slichos for the Beis Hei Beis even if there aren't 10 people that are fasting. Rakshul yomer maslichos l'tainus tzibur kavu v'chule. He brings out from the Ber Heitev that you don't say the special slicho for a tainus tzibur that was set up. You can say it, but you just leave out the word tzibur in this tainus tzibur kavu kapitel. However, he says, but that kapitel you don't say unless you have the entire tzibur, at least 10 people that are fasting. Finally, Sivkot and Vav in the Mishnah Berurah, you have the minhag to read Vayichal, that's by Shacharis and by Mincha. Hainu b'Shacharis u'b'Mincha. Kosh yesh b'deis ha-knesses, sorry, shimastan, as long as you have a minion of 10 people. V'yesed dine tanis sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, the rest of the Beis Hei Beis dinim, yivu l'kamim sim tov kuv samach vav, sif beis by Hilchos Sukkos. The issue footnote 10 says that nowadays, since very few people fast Beis Hei Beis, so by Shachris you should read the Parshas HaShavua that comes out on a Monday or Thursday, and not by Yechal. And only by Mincha could you read by Yechal. But if you read even by Shachris by Yechal, you don't have to go back and repeat the laning. The issue foot number 11, he brings down an opposite opinion, Ayin Sham. With that, we conclude Simon Tov Tzadi Beis and today's Shir.